Bro, I think we mentioned exercise helps with focus like, I don't know, 9 out of 10 episodes.
I think so, right? Because it's pretty important.
Yeah.
But you know what we haven't talked about or even considered?
What's that?
When to exercise.
Really?
Does exercising in different parts of the day actually yield different results?
You know what's super cool about this subject?
What's that?
I did my first like true 4 p.m. proper Peloton ride. Usually I ride in the morning.
You're normally a morning guy.
Yeah.
Oh, so we get to talk about your 4 p.m. situation.
Yeah. I just did it yesterday. So it's hot. It's fresh.
It's fresh.
It's fresh. Fresh off the press.
I think we should talk about it.
Let's do it. Let's dig in.
Let's go. I'm Jonathan Noel.
And I'm Brian Noel.
This is the Focus Cast,
where we drop focus guides for founders and solopreneurs
with a 7,000 figure goal. 7-figure goal.
7,000. 7,100s. So let's get focused as.
Boy.
All right, man. And when to exercise? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter. So I started researching this. Obviously, that's why we have notes about it.
You know when this came up? Because you told me that every day when you go home, you do like a quick 15-minute run, and that keeps you from going into the bad habits.
The bad habits.
Yeah. So I was like, bro, that's cool as shit. Let's talk about
it. You get home.
Yeah.
You beat down. From the
day.
You've
been beat down.
And then it's so easy to eat bullshit.
Potato chips.
Naps, to lay around, to do this. You're just like, you feel so unmotivated.
Fudge rounds, Star Crunches, Little Debbies.
I have to stop myself from buying Star Crunches.
I know. Little Debbie.
Oh, Star Crunches, when we were younger.
Oh my gosh.
That was the one. That was always my favorite over the fudge rounds. It probably went Star Crunches and then fudge rounds.
Yeah, the crunch,
actually,
man.
The Nutty Bars.
Yeah, the Nutty Bars. Do you remember the big sized oatmeal cream pies?
Oh,
like
yeah.
The big ones? It was like a full bowl of cream inside
that. Yeah, buddy, son. Dude. I don't even know. What is that cream made out of? Hydrogenated death.
In the 80s? Probably freaking like nuclear waste that they couldn't get rid of. So they just
Chernobyl.
Sold it to
they
the
went
food.
To Chernobyl and yeah. Dug up some of the dirt and whipped it into a sugar paste. Anyway.
Okay, yep.
So we're talking about exercise. Real quick.
Yeah, gotta say it.
We're gonna hit some of the benefits of exercise. This is coming from Mayo Clinic. Some of this may not surprise you. It helps with weight control, combats health conditions and diseases.
Improves your mood.
Boosts energy.
Nice. Promotes better sleep.
And puts the spark back in your sex life.
Ooh. Wow. I'm running home.
There you go. Hey, you could drive home or you could run home and you'll be ready.
You can drive home or you can run home and drive. Oh my gosh. So I had a funny dad joke.
That's a campaign right there.
That is a campaign. Run home and drive.
Mm-hmm.
if your partner is willing.
Willing, of course, obviously.
Yeah. Mayo Clinic.
Mayo?
Mayo.
Mayonnaise.
Anyway.
Mayonnaise clinic.
So does working out at different times lead to different results?
So this was a 12-week study from researchers at Skidmore College.
Sounds like a
punk
band. Punk rock.
Skid Row, Skidmore College. It's just a bunch of people in jean jackets like Brian. So 12-week study. They found, women who worked out in the morning lost more fat. While those who trained in the evening gained more upper body strength and power.
Interesting.
As for men, the performance improvements were similar no matter when they exercised. Bros for the win, I guess.
You can exercise whenever you want.
But those who did so in the evening had a significant drop in blood pressure, among other benefits that they did not mention.
Yeah.
So I don't know what those other benefits are. Probably the improved sex life.
Yeah, improved sex life. I mean, blood pressure is a big one. So it's interesting. So exercise in the evening.
For women.
I mean, in the morning.
More fat loss.
Yeah, more fat women. Loss. And then in the evening, more upper body strength, which is just, that's very interesting. So I guess that's whatever you want, right? If you want more fat loss, exercise in the morning. If you want more tone and muscle mass.
If you want both, hit it.
Hit it.
Do both.
Do both.
Man, I would say, like everything in life, do in the morning a couple of days and do the evening a couple of days.
That's true. See what feels better for you.
Yeah. I mean, this is also very much based around your life and your schedule and your whatever you're doing.
Well, they always say too, like, don't do the same exercises, right? Because then your body just gets used to, you're not really building muscle anymore. So
am I doing too many burpees?
I don't know if you can ever stop doing burpees. I don't know if the body will ever get used to the burp. But back to when to exercise, you know.
Yeah.
If you know, like switch it up. Just switch it up.
Arms.
Tell your brain who's boss.
There's only 2 days. Biceps and shoulders. And chest. There's only 3 days.
So here's some working out in the morning pros according to Forbes Health. In a study of 51 healthy adolescents, those who ran 30 minutes in the morning 3 days a week reported improved sleep quality, mood, and concentration during the day, as well as decreased daytime sleepiness compared to the control group. I love that.
Okay, so when I was in high school,
yeah,
and I had weight training.
You were in weight training?
I was in weight training.
Damn, bro. I didn't know.
You should have seen my squat, Max.
Shit, bro.
I think it was like 650 pounds. I'm just kidding. I don't remember what it was. That was too long ago.
I bet you had some nice calves. Did anyone ever call you
the calf daddy?
Calf daddy?
No, no one's ever called me that, but maybe one day.
One day. So anyway, weight training in high school.
What I noticed, though, this is real life shit, and I noticed it immediately. When I stopped taking it, like the next year, I was so tired in the last two classes. But when I was taking it the last two classes, I was wide awake. I could focus. I could actually learn stuff. But when it was gone, I just couldn't, you know, I started to feel that drag at the end of the day.
A 2 p.m. slumber.
So this is real. I mean, you work out in the morning and it helps push you through.
Which is so wild because it seems like you'd have the opposite effect. It seems like you're tired. Yeah, you'd expend more energy in your workout. But it's absolutely amazing that the more physical you are, the more energy your brain has, which is wild.
You think you're just releasing all that shit that makes you tired.
Yeah.
Your endocrine system trying to get rid of all that metabolic waste. And if you're not moving, it just sits there and you become a metabolic cesspool. And that's not how you stay focused.
Hey. I don't know, but we're going to pull that clip out because that was one of the best damn clips that we've ever had.
That's a fresh clip right there. Evergreen. But yeah.
You sounded like the president of the United States addressing America on the endocrine system. That was beautiful, man.
So
that was good.
So what else we got here? So it decreased daytime sleepiness. Okay. So they were also finding, the researchers found that morning workouts can curb appetite throughout the day. A small study. Okay. This is from Brigham Young University, wherever that is, compared food intake and brain responses to food images in a group of 35 women. Those who completed a 45-minute of moderate intensity exercise in the morning had lower response to food images and didn't consume extra calories during the day to make up for the calories burned during the exercise. So this makes sense. If you're talking about working out in the morning, may lead to more weight loss.
Yeah.
Here's the same study, not the same study. Here's a separate study saying when you work out in the morning, you're less triggered by food. You don't want to just consume calories for no reason.
Yeah.
So you burn more, eat less.
Isn't that wild?
So what is up with the human body where when you're not doing anything, you just want to keep eating?
You just want to.
But when you work out more, you don't want to keep eating.
It's very strange.
It doesn't even make any sense.
It really doesn't. But what's so cool is like, I picture like, you know, those circles of death called donuts.
Oh yeah. I think we mentioned donuts all the time. Because donuts are like the epitome of everything that's bad for you. It's fried, cheap oil, cheap, nasty, you know, industrial seed oils.
Yeah.
Covered in sugar and cheap white flour.
Yeah.
Now, if you're making them at home.
Yeah.
And you've got sprouted grain. You just blended up your sprouted grains and
Or you go to that hipster donut shop that has like kale donuts. I've never heard of that before.
It probably exists somewhere. That sounds like a Portland thing.
It does. But I picture in this study, speaking of Portland, I saw this not relative to anything but funny as shit. So I was on Instagram. I follow WTF Portland on Instagram, which is a great channel to follow.
Man.
And it showed a strip club, and the sign said gluten-free lap dances. He said only in Portland. Anyway.
Hey, man.
Super hilarious.
You don't want those people. You
don't want that gluten spread all over you. That's so gross. Anyway. Ooh,
that booty gluten.
Booty gluten.
That's like gluten-free dough right there. Gluten-free rolls.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so I just pictured in this study. Sorry, that was great. Worth every second that took. But I just pictured this food imaging study, right? So you do the brain images, and you don't work out. And it's like, you know, you see a donut, you see a bag of chips, and your brain lights on fire.
Yeah, you're like, I want that so bad.
I want it. And then, like, when you exercise 45 minutes, whatever, you're just like, you with confidence, man. You just walk right by it.
You just walk. You see, your brain, you know,
doesn't even see it.
I don't need that shit.
I don't. Shit.
And so that's what I experience.
Yeah.
In the evening, though.
Yeah.
I get home. What am I craving as soon as I get home?
Fat.
Deep fried butter. That's literally all I want.
It's a real thing in the South for you Northerners.
Was that Paula Deen?
You can go to the fair and get deep fried.
Can I get some deep fried butter?
Deep fried Snickers.
Ugh, it's disgusting. Anyway,
so you want to get home? You want to deep fry some chicken?
So I go on my little run.
Yeah,
and that helps elevate me just enough to where I can not do it.
Wow.
Anyway, talk more about that later, right?
Yes, we do. So here's some pros to working out in the evening.
Okay.
When it comes to exercising in the evening, the most significant benefit is that most people have more time. So it makes sense, right? If you're in the morning, you got seven things to do before you got to get to work. So it's like, I got 20 minutes, I'm going to exercise and I go to work. In the evening, according to this, some of these pros, if you work out in the evening, sometimes you're working out with friends, you're going to play some tennis after work, you're playing some racquetball, you're playing whatever.
Seems like you're just more likely to work out in the evening because it's more accessible.
Yeah, and it seems like it's more of a extracurricular activity than it is a routine.
Yeah, you got more of a community around it.
Yeah, which obviously is always better. And then towards the end of this, it says that evening exercise can also be a great way to de-stress, boost endorphins, and leave your workday behind you. And I think that's one of the most important points that we may have for if you're a CEO of a big business,
yep.
You got to transition. I mean, you can decide to just work 100% of your life in your head and neglect your friends and family and whatever. That's cool. That's your choice. But if that's not your choice, you know, you gotta reset.
Yeah.
Before you get home, so you can be on for your loved ones. And exercise is a great way to do that.
Absolutely. And here's what I think it's relevant to for anyone who's trying to start a business, but you still have a normal job. So you get home from your normal job.
Yeah.
It's a way to just, like I said, de-stress, release the endorphins, and you can focus on something else.
Oh, so
I've noticed. So
for the side hustlers, that's good.
We're recording an album. 2020, what is this? February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2022.
Ooh, happy Valentine's Day.
Pure Intruders. We're recording an album.
Yep.
So when I get home, I do my little run.
Nice.
And it just helps separate the first half of the day where I'm thinking about different shit.
Where you work with a bunch of annoying people.
Right. I only work with you. And then I'm in that second part of the day.
Yeah.
And I've separated them with my little run, my little workout.
I love that.
Whatever the hell it is for you.
Yeah.
You know, it might be yoga. It might be Pilates. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You have to find your thing.
It might be taking the kids to the park and just running around with
exactly.
them. Just something physical.
So then I can switch gears into music. And I'm like, okay, now I'm ready to play, be creative, and write this part and be, you know, put my mindset there.
That is so good.
And it's a perfect way to just, boom, separate the day like that.
Wow. So, and it literally boosts endorphins. So it literally releases endorphins into your body, which allows you to, like you said before, like sweat out, push out,
it's perfect,
piss out, shit out, whatever happens.
Yeah, release the cesspool.
So then you can, with a clear mind and clear heart, clear minds, clear hearts never lose. Is that what it is? Friday Night Lights.
I don't know.
Anyway, allows you to go to the next phase. Well, here's so you inspired me, bro. So
okay.
Well, based on scheduling, we wanted to go on a bike ride. We couldn't because the trails were closed. So I went home and rode the Peloton at 4 p.m.
Nice.
And in between my work and then hung out with the kids and put the kids to bed and all that kind of stuff. But it was, I did like a 20-minute, it's called a, I don't remember. It's funny, the word that came to my head was Taliban. It's definitely not called that. But it's called some kind of Talibata or some shit. I don't remember. Bala, I don't know. But anyway, it's like It's like 30 seconds of insane intensity and then 20 second rest. And it does that literally 20, 30 times for 20 minutes.
Oof.
Great for mountain biking training. But it was just like it was a really hard workout.
It got you there quick.
Oh my gosh. But then like afterwards and I calmed down, I was just like my heart rate actually came back down after that because I was pretty elevated. Like I just felt so present with my kids. Like we were playing in the tent downstairs and goofing off and doing crazy stuff. And I just felt good. It was nice. And I typically fall asleep sometime between when I get home and when I go to bed, which is funny. Not fall asleep, go to bed. Like I take a 15-minute cat nap, like for some reason. Because I'm always so tired. And I didn't do that. I actually had energy to.
There you go.
Yeah.
The proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding that we're not eating because we worked out after work and we're not tempted by it.
That's right. That's right. The proof is in not eating the pudding.
But everything you said is so true. And I mean, for everyone and anyone who's trying to get shit done after work, this is almost, I don't want to say it's necessary, but like it just makes it way easier.
Yeah.
It just makes
such a good point.
Way easier. And it doesn't have to be like, I don't know if people have like misconceptions like going to the gym.
Yeah, two hours at the gym.
Get a 2 hour pump and you're doing this. It's like, yeah, if you want to do that, I'm not judging. I don't give a shit. But you said a 20-minute ride.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Did you feel like the 20 minutes that it took you to do that, did you get enough benefits from it to make that 20 minutes worth it?
100%.
Yeah, you almost got like a 1,000% return.
Yeah.
Yeah, same for me. When I say I'm like going on a quick run, I'm not saying I'm doing a quick 20 miles. I'm not some distance runner.
Yeah.
No way.
Going for a quick run after work, 20 miles later.
Yeah, no. It's like... is I just map to make sure I sweat a little bit and get the heart rate up.
Yeah.
And keep it elevated for a little while.
Yeah.
And then I can do the rest of my shit. I separate it, I'm good.
Well, and what's crazy is like... hey,
you said you felt more present with your kids.
Yeah.
That's a win.
That's a... yeah.
So whether it's you got family, friends, or if you don't have that, if you're focusing on business or...
trying to work on a side.
Trying to get out of your job that you don't like and just move on to the next step...
15, 20 minutes. Try it.
Try it.
What's it going to hurt?
Do some burpees. See if you're going to throw up.
Well, what's crazy too is like after the family went to bed, I was prepping for I had a session this morning, my EMDR session this morning. So last night I was looking at some old shit that I wrote when I was in like middle school and high school and looking at old pictures and like just doing the mental work to prepare for this journey. Into the subconscious, and today was a great session, so I would assume that also helped.
Look at that.
Mental and physical.
It's almost like exercising makes you more efficient in all aspects of life.
What'd you say? Dump the... yeah. We're in a cesspool, what'd you call it?
Metabolic cesspool.
All
the cells... people,
we just swim around in our metabolic cesspool.
You got to think about the same way we piss and shit. Every cell in our body has metabolic waste. Yeah. You know, the cells use energy and they have to release waste.
Yeah.
And you have to get rid of that. And you don't... if you have a sedentary lifestyle, it's not... you're not getting rid of it. Because it's either the endocrine system or the lymphatic. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think I was wrong.
Sorry.
Lymphatic system. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have a heart. There's no circulation. You have to move to release that waste.
Wow.
Lymphatic. My bad, guys. We're gonna get roasted.
I hope we do, because we have a great idea, and no one has roasted us yet. All right, okay. So solutions, bro. What do we do?
Anything's better than nothing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. I premature. The one point, does working late affect your sleep? The answer is no. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It actually helps you sleep based on science.
Yeah. The only time, there's just a study from Harvard Health. They're talking about, does working out late affect your sleep? If you work out really hard and you're trying to go to sleep in the next 25 minutes, which... it's not going to happen, yeah, obviously. If you need to be
burpee
in bed,
to bed. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
So,
sorry. All right.
Solutions. Basically, long story short, anything's better than nothing.
Yeah. I love the whole like, and I've kind of like, you embrace this life, Jonathan, and I so respect it. And I'm kind of moving towards it, which seeing myself move towards it even makes me feel so good. But like,
what's that?
Like, you know, yeah, I'm going to exercise. Okay, cool. So for the next year, I'm going to time block. I'm going to buy these clothes. I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, fuck all that. I'm going to exercise today. I don't even care what I do tomorrow.
So it's like, for me, it's just, if you just really start paying attention to yourself and your body and how you feel. So this all comes to just self-awareness.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I just know what and when I need it.
Yeah.
You know, some days I'm like, I don't need this today. But sometimes it's just a quick 20 minutes. Sometimes I got to push a little harder. Sometimes when we're mountain biking, I feel like, okay, I need to push myself. Like,
yeah. Well, you want to make it back to the car.
I want this to burn.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people, you know, the schedulers, the time blockers of the world, like, well, I got to put it on the calendar. I got to
need a book, like, need a regiment.
Do burpees for 15 minutes and you'll feel something.
Yeah. You'll feel it all the way down.
You'll feel it just, yeah.
All the way in.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, just walk more. Good grief.
Walking's amazing for you.
Walk. Walk outside. And if you can, walk in some woods.
There's a
walk in nature.
What was it? The study was, we read so much. I don't remember any of the studies, but walking improves your, even your immune system.
Oh,
you
know, wow.
You get outside, some fresh air, some sun, yada, yada, nice little walk, move the body, boom, your immune system's stronger for like next couple hours or whatever.
Wow.
It's just good for you.
Just good for you.
Yeah. Bro, I think it's time to level up in this bitch.
I think it is.
We gotta stay focused. Hey, does the exercise help you stay focused?
100%.
And that's a focus cast win right there.
If I don't exercise,
I feel like dog shit.
I feel like I'm literally
steaming pile.
You know when you see a skyscraper and you can't see the top because it's in the clouds?
Yeah.
That's the way I feel.
Your head feels like that?
My legs are walking, but my brain is just, I can't even see.
That's such a great analogy. It's so true.
I can't even see. I'm just up there. I'm in the fog, bro. I'm in the clouds.
And I have felt the fog, trust me.
Can't see shit.
That's a horrible feeling.
I don't know if a plane's coming at me or not.
There's an insensitive joke in there somewhere.
Anyway, with right, that, bro. Let's roll. Thank you for listening to the Focus Cast. Go to youtube.com/thefocuscast and slap that subscribe button. Head to thefocuscast.com to share what you want to hear next. Go forth and be focused as boy.